This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. This story may not be appropriate for all listeners. It deals with exploitation and human trafficking. I spoke with Sina Preziosi, a founding board member of A Safe Place, an organization that supports victims of sexual exploitation and trafficking.
There's a lot of different types of human trafficking, but what we do at A Safe Place is we focus on domestic sex trafficking, so girls and young women and some boys who have been trafficked in the United States. So they're not brought in from other countries. They're American children who are trafficked for sex slavery or sexual servitude or sexual exploitation of some kind. You would never believe the amount of children that are being exposed to this. One of the statistics that really blows my mind is that 300,000 American children every year are brought into the sex trade. The typical age of entry into sex slavery is 13 years old, and the typical time that they are in the slavery is 7 years.
Sex trafficking is a billion-dollar business. Hotels make money on it. Websites make money on it. And of course, the traffickers take home the bulk of it.
There's a lot of men out there that are willing to pay for sex, obviously, or it wouldn't be the second most prominent crime in the country. I mean, next to the sale of drugs, it's the sale of people, and then the sale of guns after that. You can sell a drug or a gun one time. You can sell a girl, they say an average of, for these girls is 20 to 48 times a day. It's a $32 billion industry. We got our first referral from the FBI back in 2012, and we opened our first safe house. And she was a young mother. She had been trafficked since the age of 14 for 3 years. And we realized that it was a much deeper problem than just having a house to stay in that was safe, that no one knew where she was, and, you know, getting some counseling and things like that. We realized that these girls are deeply traumatized and need life skills, help with applying for jobs. They need access to the internet. Basically, what we do is we have a brand new safe house. We can house up to 3 girls. Then we also have our outreach center, and we have direct support services. So we have caseworkers who come in and work with the girls. You know, some of these girls, because they were so young when they came into the business, they need help with getting an ID, getting a GED, or going back to school. Our office is, it's a drop-in center. They can come in, they can get on the internet. They can come in for the group, which is once a week, where the girls get together and talk. The house is open for girls who are pregnant as well or who have children, and we have parenting classes for them. Then we also have the toll-free hotline so that we can identify victims and help them. Our next step is our emergency shelter, which we are excited to be opening in the next couple months.
A Safe Place holds its 5th annual luncheon on August 11th at the Coastline Conference Center. Tickets go on sale on June 1st, and they are seeking sponsors for the event.
What we typically do at the luncheon is we have a catered meal. This year, we're going to have a video about one of our members. So you get to kind of see where they're coming from. Hearing one of them tell their stories is really powerful.
That was Sina Preziosi, a founding board member of A Safe Place. Find more information about the organization and about the luncheon at whqr.org.